In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Hameem. The gradual sending down of the book is from Allah, the Almighty, All-Wise. Indeed, in the heavens and the earth, there are signs for the faithful. And in your creation too, and whatever animals that He scatters abroad, there are signs for a people who have certainty. And in the alternation of night and day, and what Allah sends down from the sky, of His provision, with which He revives the earth after its death, and in the changing of the winds, there are signs for a people who apply reason. These are the signs of Allah that we recite for you in truth. So what discourse will they believe after Allah and His signs? Woe to every sinful liar who hears the signs of Allah being recited to him, then persists disdainfully, as if he had not heard them. So inform him of a painful punishment. Should he learn anything about our signs, he takes them in derision. For such, there is a humiliating punishment. Ahead of them is hell, and what they have earned will not avail them in any way, nor what they had taken as guardians besides Allah, and there is a great punishment for them. This is a guidance, and as for those who defy the signs of their Lord, for them is a painful punishment due to defilement. It is Allah who disposed of the sea for your benefit, so that the ships may sail in it by His command, and that you may seek of His grace, and that you may give thanks. And He has disposed for your benefit whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth, all is from Him. There are indeed signs in that for a people who reflect. Say to the faithful to forgive those who do not expect Allah's days, that He may Himself requite a people for what they used to earn. Whoever acts righteously, it is for his own soul, and whoever does evil, it is to its own detriment. Then you will be brought back to your Lord. Certainly we gave the children of Israel the book, judgment, and prophethood, and we provided them with all the good things, and we gave them an advantage over all the nations. And we gave them manifest precepts, but they did not defer except after knowledge had come to them, out of envy among themselves. Indeed, your Lord will judge between them on the day of resurrection concerning that about which they used to defer. Then we set you upon a clear course of the law, so follow it, and do not follow the desires of those who do not know. Indeed, they will not avail you in any way against Allah. Indeed, the wrongdoers are allies of one another, but Allah is the guardian of the God-wary. These are eye-openers for mankind, and guidance and mercy for a people who have certainty. Do those who have perpetrated misdeeds suppose that we shall treat them as those who have faith and do righteous deeds, their life and death being equal? Evil is the judgment that they make. Allah created the heavens and the earth with the truth, so that every soul may be requited for what it has earned, and they will not be wronged. Have you seen him who has taken his desire to be his God, and whom Allah has led astray knowingly, and set a seal upon his hearing and his heart, and drawn a blind on his sight? So who will guide him after Allah? Will you not then take admonition? They say, there is nothing but the life of this world we live and we die, and nothing but time destroys us. But they do not have any knowledge of that, and they only make conjectures. And when our manifest signs are recited to them, their only argument is to say, bring our fathers back to life, should you be truthful. Say, it is Allah who gives you life, then He makes you die. Then He will gather you on the day of resurrection, in which there is no doubt, but most people do not know. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and when the hour sets in, the falsifiers will be losers on that day. And you will see every nation fallen on its knees. Every nation will be summoned to its book. Today you will be requited for what you used to do. This is our book which speaks truly against you. Indeed, we used to record what you used to do. As for those who have faith and do righteous deeds, their Lord will admit them into His mercy. That is the manifest success. But as for the faithless, they will be asked, were not my signs recited to you, but you were disdainful, and you were a guilty lot? And when it was said, Allah's promise is indeed true, and there is no doubt about the hour, you said, we do not know what the hour is. We know nothing beyond conjectures, and we do not possess any certainty. The evils of what they had done will appear to them, and they will be besieged by what they used to deride. And it will be said, Today we will forget you just as you forgot the encounter of this day of yours. The fire will be your abode, and you will not have any helpers. That is because you took the signs of Allah in derision, and the life of the world had deceived you. So today, they will not be brought out of it, nor will they be asked to propitiate Allah. So all praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the Lord of the earth, the Lord of all the worlds. To Him belongs all supremacy in the heavens and the earth, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise.